Ozymandias, our guest today on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous?
The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios, high above downtown Reno, Nevada. It's the Worst Little Podcast, the award-winning Worst Little Podcast,
yeah.
And I am your host, Mr. Nick Ramirez. Today with me, I got my co-host, Cadillac Kim, no Rory, no Chewbacca, we got Rick in the back, but more importantly, we got Ozymandias.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Awesome Doom Blues today.
I was going to say, that was some blues guitaring in the fucking hallway.
Stoner rock,
little
man.
And the crazy like trilly voice thing when you like sound like you're being shaken.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
It's because I'm terrified.
Yeah. Dude, that was badass.
That was so good.
I bet you kill it at Elvis karaoke.
Oh, fuck yeah, man.
So let's get around the room. We'll get a read on who's in the band. Here we got Sahara, the singer.
Hello, good afternoon.
Or whatever time of day you're listening. We got Ray.
Good evening.
Jake.
Hi.
And Danny on the drums.
Hello.
And that's what they sound like, folks. This is my co-host, Cadillac Kim.
Hi.
I really wanted to make a Cadillac Kim impression here because we're both, like, terribly sick.
You know, when you opened your, like, beer or whatever during the intro, I almost, like, did my inhaler just to make that noise.
Oh, yeah.
With you,
and Rick's lighter.
That's where I'm at. Yeah. That's where I'm at right now. It's inhaler time.
So did you go out this weekend or did you stay home sick?
Me? No, I went out too hard this weekend. I went to the Infecto Skeletons Rest in Peace show.
Oh.
And it was a packed house and it was really good. They had Matthew Bodie, their original guitarist, play. And then Mike played bass, which was super weird because he's not a bass player, but he killed it. Everybody had a good time. It was a good send-off. Lost Idea. Has anybody heard of that band?
Yeah, that's Bodie's band too, right?
Yeah. From Machine Gun Vendetta, and then Alex is the drummer.
Hmm.
Super good. Super fucking good. Yeah, I think that's all I can remember because everything after Friday was pretty much a blur.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Jays.
Yeah. We'll be heading back over there in the recent past to go see the Dead Boys tonight
after this recording. After this. And the Shames. I'm going for the Shames. I don't know about you.
And Coffin Raid, too.
Oh, I don't know them.
Well, love Coffin Raid, dude.
I'm going for the bathroom meetings.
My boys are in Elderly Abuse. They're my friend's band from Oakland. They're killers.
Yeah?
If you guys haven't seen them before, they fucking shred.
Dead Boys?
Dude.
We're going to see them.
Oh, they're super good.
The guys from Dead Boys are?
No, Elderly Abuse. They're a band from Oakland.
Oh, they're playing too?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
sweet.
There's like
awesome.
Four bands on the bill, yeah.
Rad. Not bad for a Monday night.
Yeah.
Good job, Momo.
Thank you, Penny Shane.
Like, who the hell was that?
It's the ghost that lives in the closet. Don't worry about her.
It's Rick's room.
I'm right by the closet, man.
We feed her once in a while. And, like, you don't know which closet she's in.
Oh,
there's
shit.
Wires that run all over this house. She's in the basement.
I dig it.
She's in the crawl space.
Does she like
the crawl space under the house?
Does she like transport herself through the wires from room to room?
Totally. Yep. Sick. That's how this works.
Nice.
Rick, what was your weekend like?
It was fucking awesome. I got to record Eddie in the subtitles this weekend.
Oh my god, I'm so jealous.
It was so badass. And they all played downstairs. They just like the last album. They just played everything together in the same room with Eddie doing live vocals in the same room. I'm down there like when they're practicing and it's so fucking loud. I can't even hear Eddie. And then I get upstairs and we play it back and it fucking sounds great, like vocals and everything. So
wow,
I'd say
it's so weird.
He's probably a professional. He knows what he's doing.
Oh my god, yeah. They're so fucking fun.
Well, like well,
yeah, no, Eddie.
Eddie's Eddie. He's definitely experienced.
He's just
seasoned.
Experienced. I wouldn't call him a professional. We'll stop short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I won't tell
if
him
you're
he said that.
It's okay.
He's a punk rocker, man. Not about rules.
So we got to get him on the show soon.
Yeah, maybe after the.
You said that like before he dies. Get him on the show.
Well, I mean,
soon.
don't want to be mean, but
hey, clock's ticking, man.
Death comes for us all.
The clock is ticking for all of us.
Really? Let's get him on the show before any of us pass, if that's possible.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
He's on the other side of 60, approaching 70, or maybe he is 70.
Yeah. No, he's not 70 yet, is he? I don't know.
It's going to be like 68 or 69 or something.
I'm going to try to get them for the punk rock flea market. I think that'd be
so
rad.
Fucking
rad.
That would be so much
I went
fun.
To that shit last year. That thing was so fun. Thanks. They had the whole exhibit where you could beat a car for $5.
Yeah,
that was
my thing.
Was that yours?
I was me.
Oh,
I did that.
You were the beat the car girl?
No, I wasn't the beat the car girl. I did all the bands. I did all the booking and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
I was
sexually.
Yeah, Ray and I went
last
year.
It's my festival, yeah.
Highly successful.
With my friends.
Yep, my friends had a booth. I was there.
I like how Catalytic Kim shows up on the scene and then does everything better than all of us.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah. You know, that's totally
makes
true.
Her show better. Outgrosses anybody else's festival.
You know, it's not just
in
me.
In one day.
No, it's because I have a fucking team of really awesome people doing all this shit with me. None
that's
of us
true.
Know what the hell we're doing, but if you get enough people who don't know what the hell they're doing, we can figure it out. Put our heads together, you know.
Yeah.
Two heads are better than one kind of thing.
Well, I think you're a good conduit.
We made it happen. Yeah. We're going to make it happen bigger and better this year. We're going to have two car smashes. I talked them out of
hell
two
yeah.
stages. They wanted me to have two stages, and I was like, do you want to kill me?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Please, let's not do that. It's fine just how it is. But yeah, two car smashes.
Heck yeah.
And then, you know, as this thing goes along, we're probably going to have like a pendulum of car smashes. You're going to get like, like one car. You're bringing it just like
just
one of those.
Just beat it like a pinata yeah. hanging from the ceiling.
Crash car derby or whatever that's
that'd be badass.
Called.
Is that the new Ford? The Ford pinata?
The Ford pinata.
That's funny.
Yeah. Well, hi everybody. I haven't been
guys.
On the show in a long time, and I feel
I know.
Super
we
happy to
you.
Be here.
Dude,
we
me neither.
Missed you.
Super happy to be here.
Past few
wow,
episodes.
Girl, you look like a squirter.
Chewbacca missed you too.
Yeah.
Hi, Chewie.
Well, we're stoked to be here too. Thanks for having us on the show.
Yeah.
Hell
oh,
yeah.
Yeah, you guys are here.
Ozymandias.
I mean,
yeah, are we saying that right?
What the
Ozymandias.
Fuck?
Ozymandias. All I can think
do
of
British
is...
people say Ozymandias?
Probably.
I mean, like... it was written by Percy Shelley, so it probably was Ozymandias.
So I was wondering where the name came from because I was just
Shelley?
Like, all I could think of was American Horror Story cult.
Did he write Frankenstein?
Same inspiration.
No
Mary Shelley wrote Frankenstein.
Oh.
This was actually her husband.
What the fuck? It really? I was that close?
You were that
close. I was making that up. Wow.
Nice. What books did he write?
He didn't. He was more of a poet.
Oh okay.
So he was fucking gay, and his wife was a beard.
Have you guys seen the movie about him? Her though.
What?
It's just called Mary Shelley, and it's about like how her husband like stole all of her ideas and tried to like.
Oh shit.
Like. Pass off her books as his because back in the day, obviously, women
King
weren't supposed D-back. To write horror.
Oh, yeah. No, that happened a lot.
Yeah, it happened
where, like,
a fuck
women
ton.
Did things and men were like, you will never be, let me release it and
but
people will
this,
take it seriously.
Yeah, but they had this, like, super weird bohemian lifestyle for the time. And they were, like, all, like, in open relationships and, like,
yeah,
screwing boys
I knew.
And girls
I called it.
Like,
I called it. I'm like, and
yeah.
his wife was a beard. Yeah. Fuck
yeah.
Yeah,
no, actually.
You know what's gay is men having sex with each other.
That's true.
That is gay.
How the pendulum swings.
That's, like, the gayest thing you could do.
Actually.
is when you're a dude and you fuck another dude. That's pretty gay.
Pretty much.
literally gay. So
yeah,
I'm glad we got to homosexuality.
Damn. Oh, so wait, right. so wait. So did he call your band Ozymandium, or
well,
did that, or did she do it and he stole that?
No, this was actually written and published by Percy Shelley. It was.
But do we know that it was not really her? And...
You know,
okay,
yeah.
This,
how
this
can we trust this guy?
I can hear his background.
He's
on this,
just sucking some dude's dick and then saying, "Oh yeah, I wrote this."
No, actually, what would happen is he and Mary Shelley and a pair of other famous authors who I'm drawing a blank on right now.
Oh, yeah, they are famous.
I could look it up. no, we're talking same era British authors. They'd all get together and sit around the fire and tell scary stories and, you know, show off
yeah.
their best
just
poems.
Massive, just dicks
exactly.
everywhere.
Just dicks
yeah,
everywhere.
Dude, I'm sure. What
it's
else are they going to do to stay
the
warm?
Episode, it's just dicks
they didn't
everywhere.
Have TV back
it's
then.
Gonna be...
or radio.
They didn't.
You guys
what
better hope you never get
dicks.
Famous because this is
going to
haunt you
we're going
forever.
No haunts here, girl.
Yeah, we'll embrace this shit. We'll write a song called Dicks Forever.
Dicks Forever.
It'll be the doomiest song that you've ever heard in your fucking life.
We'll write it right now on your show live. Just improvise it.
Ah, Danny.
No, I'm being interesting. Get ahead of yourself
there.
Buddy.
I got excited.
Oh, do you like it in your face?
So these gay dudes are hanging out, and then they in between Bang and Mary Shelley, they came up with your band name. What is the full sentence? Ozymandias. I thought it was like Ozzy Osbourne Mandium.
No, it's I am as Ozymandias. Behold, look at my works in despair. So
it's one of his character, like a character name.
Yeah.
Well, what it actually is Ozymandias was supposed to be this big god, but he's found in the desert under the sand, just basically buried and dead and long forgotten. And the only thing you see on the plaque is, I am Ozymandias. Behold, ye mighty, look at my works in despair. And his works are just garbage under sand.
Wow, it sounds like he's the like playa god.
Yeah. So so it's a name. It's a name for the old dead god.
Old pretty dead much, god.
Yeah, something like that.
Old dead god.
Is that who Nietzsche was talking about?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Man, we're getting real like.
We were drinking and it
episode.
Sounded doomy.
So literary.
That's weird. Odd for me being the host that's happening. Yeah. Well, fuck that good. Shit. Let's get back to the music. When did your band form?
It was like June, right?
May.
This year, 2018. This year. That's brand great. New band. Sweet.
Yeah, we've been a band. Yeah.
Fresh meat.
These are
Fresh
actually meat. Our very first recordings that we're going to be able to make a SoundCloud out of and stuff. Nice. So thank you for that.
Aww. You know, and it's only because of our 10 Patreon subscribers that we're even able to do this.
Yeah.
God bless
the
you
10
all.
Best people in
we
the
got,
world.
Fuck yeah.
We've
I'm
got
one
a
of
new
them.
Patreon
we do!
Subscriber.
God bless
very
her.
Good friend of mine.
I totally friended Ooh. Her on Facebook.
Did you? Good.
Yes. I was like, thank you.
I can't I wait. Say anything, who is it?
Melanie Dolezal.
Melanie, you fucking rule.
Hi, Melanie, you're the best.
I love you.
Yeah!
The doorkeeper over there at Shay's?
No. That's Melanie Anderson.
Okay, so I get my Melanie's
mixed up. This is a different Mel from my other life that you guys don't know about.
She's very cute on her Facebook.
She's super cute. Yeah. Thanks for saying that. She'll appreciate
thank
that.
You, Melanie.
No, I was like, oh, it's this super hot girl who's giving us money. That's rad.
That's what I did this weekend is I hung out with Melanie Saturday. We were at a sleepover.
You just paid for these people's demo. So thank you.
We freaking love you, Mel.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah. If you want to be cool like Mel and donate to us, tell them about it, Rick.
Patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast. We will do this forever for free, but if you would like to help, we would love it so hard. It costs over $200 every week to do this show, and so, but we'll do it for free. Mm-hmm. We don't care. But yeah, if you want to help bear the burden with us, that would be so awesome.
Yeah.
And all the bands that come on the show, we always give them the recordings for free. And and it's also a permanent archive of Reno music. So when we're all dead, people will know what this sounded like.
Legacy.
I'm so sorry, guys.
Time capsule. Yeah.
And you could say I was a part of that. I paid them every month. I gave them $5 a month, you know, or
fuck
whatever.
Yeah. And dude, that's less than like I spend that on coffee like every day.
Yeah.
And when we're super old, that'll be pretty cool to tell your other old friends.
Your other old friends.
I was part of that.
Your grandkids won't give a fuck.
Yeah. Patreon.com.
They might.
Whatever, Grandpa.
You'll have that one weird kid who's like, I've heard every episode. How did you do that?
You guys are going to get some weird clammy handshakes at some point. I can feel it.
It happens to me like on a weekly basis, actually, already.
Whenever I run into somebody who listens to the show, I'm always like, oh my God, you know more about me than my family. when I had a hemorrhoid, I talked about it on the show. I like weird sex stuff I've done, I talked about it on the show. I talk about everything on the show.
Yeah.
Rick, I'm not going to lie. I listened to the show and I feel a little weird because this is the second time we've ever kicked it in person and I know a shit ton about you.
Yeah.
And it's really weird. Like, I don't want to say anything about it.
Like, everybody knows about how me and Rory dropped acid and I cuddled with him naked. Like, you know.
Rory tells that story.
Rory. Yeah,
Rory.
Like
Rory,
once a week.
Rory told me that story the first time I met him.
Yeah. He's very proud of it.
I think that was the highlight of Rory's sexual adventures into homosexuality.
So this is what happens.
It's like
Rory
I almost
come on the show.
Dude, I
sorry,
totally,
Rory.
Sorry.
I totally could have porked him. He really wanted it, and I didn't. I did it because I'm that kind of friend. I will not fuck you when you're too fucked up to decide whether or not I should fuck you.
Well,
you're a good man, Rick.
Yep. And the next day, he's just like, I'm so glad you didn't fuck me. Thank you.
Wow.
I'm the good gay friend.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
You're awesome. The best, Rick.
I know, I was so high on LSD when that happened. Anyway.
Even on acid, he still comprehends consent.
That's right.
Yes.
So why the fuck can't the rest of you?
Fucking it.
Right.
Beyond consent, though.
Be more like Rick.
Be more like Rick.
Don't fuck Rory on LSD.
Can we make don't fuck Rory on LSD a hashtag, please? Yeah. That could be fucking phenomenal.
We need to make it a sticker if anyone's listening.
We already got the fuck the Reverend Rory Dowd, but yeah. that was
now,
the
now
other...
Now don't fuck the Reverend Rory Dowd.
The first quote was from his ex-wife. The new quote will be from... Rick.
From his ex-boyfriend?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm totally the closest thing he's ever had to a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Fuck the Reverend Rory Dowd.
That's right.
Oh, well, Rory is doing good things these days, raising a couple kids.
Yeah,
taking
he's got a wife.
Good care of his wife.
Great house.
I went to church with both Rory's parents, who are visiting from St. Louis, mm-hmm. and Rory's daughter. I didn't see Rory or Diana or the baby. I just went to church with the visiting family.
Wow.
And then we all went to brunch afterwards, and it was really wonderful.
Do they know your story about LSD? And
You know, knowing Rory, I wouldn't be surprised if he told them about that. I wouldn't
be.
I don't think so, but I wouldn't be surprised.
He actually told them at brunch.
Yeah, and over brunch. Yeah. And this is what it looked like.
Circumcised or not.
No. It's so sad. We're all mutilated.
Yeah.
It's terrible. But yeah.
I'm proud of my mutilation.
I'm not slurping.
No,
I'm
a
big fan of uncircumcised.
It's the best.
I mean circumcised. I got that mixed
up. Oh, I'm against you.
Circumcised is best for
as
me.
As the men come to the studio.
Yeah, the uncircumcised. What are the odds, man?
What?
Opposite right here, bro. Suck it, boys.
Suck it, boys.
I mostly like girls, so, you know.
We won't need to ask that on the quiz for
sorry,
sure.
Sorry, I ruined everything.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Oh, we're still going to ask.
But Rory,
I want to officially
Rory
put it in the register.
So speaking of Rory, Rory is doing actually some big things. He's doing a lot of booking at Headquarters. You guys just played Headquarters.
Yes, we did.
So that was really cool.
Thanks,
Rory.
The
band you were playing with, what was the band? Iris, right?
Iris, yeah.
They were fucking amazing. You guys were
really
awesome.
Good.
Yeah, and then we've got this weekend coming up, Roxy Colley and Sit Kitty Sit.
Oh
on Saturday,
God.
So I gotta go
God,
ahead.
God, I love them
Are you
so
coming?
Bad.
Are you coming, Rick?
I have to work, so it depends on what time the band finishes.
Okay.
Because I never know. Sometimes the band is like, oh, we just want to work from noon to 5. Mm. And sometimes they're like, we want to do 10 hours.
Yeah.
And my truck has needed so much work this past couple months.
Gotta,
I have to work if they want to work. Have to.
It's all good.
It's awful. But I do what I can.
Yeah. America's favorite faggot.
That's me.
That's right.
Dog water dick.
Yeah, no, if I can be there, I will be there. Awesome. Dog water dick.
America's favorite faggot.
Thank you. Right.
Well, on that note, should we get another song?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, yeah.
I would also song. Really just like to shamelessly plug that
absolutely.
We have a show coming up on
Thursday,
cool. November 15th. It's with black metal band named Drouth, Dissidents, who's a local band. You guys may have heard them once or twice.
What's up, guys?
And then a new band that my friend is in called Flesh to Dust. So,
okay.
Oh, I love them.
Yay.
You know?
They were in here.
Aww. Where's that going to be at?
Oh, really?
Yeah, no. Tyrus brought everybody in for, well, and it's a lot of the Victims of the Cave Kids.
Yeah.
Where's
yep.
that
it's almost
gig at?
All the Victims of the Cave
and
Kids.
And that is at Shays.
Cool.
And that is some that is
which
some
we
dirty,
all love that place.
Grungy, fucking.
We're going there right after this.
They're
so,
like they're like terrible tone on purpose metal.
They're awesome.
And
I'm
Tyrus that was in Victims of the Cave and Idol Smasher is one of the drummer.
Both we've had both those bands on the show.
Fuck yeah!
Oh,
no,
nice.
And they're Tyrus is amazing. They're all amazing. And John's awesome and fucking yeah they're awesome.
Yep, been with them. Been with them.
So if you like the songs you hear today or, you know, want to check out some of these other names and stuff, you can check our archive on the website. Just put the name of the band in the search bar and it'll pop up and you can listen to that podcast from years ago or maybe last week. We don't know. But
if you're ever going to see any show anywhere, just pop the names into the search bar and you'll be able to find out like how they lost their virginity and what they sound like. And
wouldn't that be fun?
What they're like drunk and
walk up to the band and be all, hey.
You'll know the words of their songs. It's fucking, it's the
behind
best.
The couch in the barn, huh? Or whatever.
Right. So the dad came home, huh?
And we're saving our best songs for later, so you got to listen to the whole podcast.
Ooh. They're all good, Danny. Jesus Christ.
They're like your children.
You
have to pick favorites.
Podcast.
Well, let me say that so that people will listen to the whole podcast.
It's
fine.
Just teaser bullshit.
What's your next song? Are we ready for this?
What song?
Disenchanted, guys.
Oh, okay.
I literally wrote the lyrics to this over a campfire.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Does it have anything to do with that Netflix series? It's kind of dumb.
No, actually, that Netflix series came out the day after I wrote this song. I was so pissed.
Oh, you're like...
The first episode was good, but then I was like, what? It's like trying too hard to be Futurama, but it's not Futurama.
Yeah.
Oh. It never will be Futurama.
This song is about a wizard that's in a forest, and he can't use his magical powers.
Oh.
I love songs about wizards and warlocks.
Were we supposed to admit that?
And witches.
Yeah, you can admit whatever you want.
Fuck yeah.
You can make up
and
things.
And a rainbow
we don't
in
care.
The dark.
A rainbow.
There's no rules here.
That's my karaoke song.
Dude, you would kill that song, Sahara. You absolutely would.
Woo.
I could see that. Are you guys ready? Should I like start playing notes?
Well, I would think you would play drums
the instead. Of the guitars.
I mean, you know, toms are kind of tonal, and it starts on the toms, so you could call them notes.
You're so right.
All right, I hear feedback. I'm going to start doing things.
We'll be right back.
Hell yeah.
Fuck.
I like that.
Nice
job, guys. You guys.
I love your
Damn.
Voice.
Thank you.
Yeah, it goes really good with all that grungy fucking around stuff.
I'm so lucky.
You can actually
guys in my band.
You can hear the words. Which
You're like, it's
really
all I ever
nice.
Wanted.
So well, you guys started, your face.
Thanks,
we
guys.
Hadn't planned on having it with like, with clean vocals, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then, I don't know, I really like a lot of like that classic doom, like, you know, Candlemass and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I was like...
No, I'm not familiar with that. Genre, doom. I know like stoner metal shit, but yeah. I haven't dived into it. I don't know.
Nick, you need to consult your classic doom playlist.
Do yeah. you know right. Rick?
No.
Okay.
I mean, right. neither do I.
Y'all need to step up your game, okay?
Me too. It's unless embarrassing, by really. We're unless just embarrassing by ourselves
I'm not
now.
Mark Ernest, like, for Christ's sake.
If by classic doom you mean Coil and Bauhaus, then yes.
Ooh. Is that considered
but,
doom?
No, but I
no,
love
it's
it.
It's not.
That's well, no, goth,
it was,
right?
It was a different kind of doom.
It's,
I mean,
it was
I love the old
doom.
Goth shit, but I'm
doom
old man.
It's
not
so metal-y. Cool. You know? It was hipster
not young.
Doom.
How, yeah. Who's the oldest one in your band?
Danny.
Danny downstairs.
Ancient
shit.
Asshole.
Yeah, Danny's how old
shit.
Are you?
65. No, I'm just kidding. I'm 31. Well,
but how old is everybody else?
I'm 26.
All right.
16. I'm joking, I'm not 16, I'm 26 too.
Who say the beard does not say you're 16, girl?
They did have Aaron drive on here. They're 16.
Well, me and Rick are in our 40s, so don't you guys worry.
Yeah.
We're the old men
here.
We're
deep 40s.
And we've heard it all.
I like them older.
But apparently we haven't heard it all because there's a lot of new shit that comes out that totally we miss, except for Rick because he records everybody. But
I only know...
Apparently have my finger on the pulse.
Well, yeah, yeah. You're going to hell.
You always go out.
But
that's
I only
Spy
know
told me today.
I only know
yesterday.
Local music.
On the pulse.
Yeah,
are you like following national music too, Kim? Or are you
oh,
like
yeah,
me where
no,
I just
I follow all kinds of music.
I don't follow shit. I just know local stuff. So,
wait, there's
like,
other places
the
outside
I know.
Of Reno?
That's
what?
How I feel.
It's weird, right?
No, this is the only town making music.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought.
Well, Reno's got all you need.
That's where Johnny Cash
suck.
Shot a man, bro.
It
yeah.
Suck. It just sucks.
Why would he do
why
that?
Why did he do that?
Just to watch
oh,
him
you
die.
Made the same joke as me.
I like you guys.
I'm going to pee on this guy's face out of my yes. butt.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's. We decided to, since we got, you know.
Got a bunch of virgins.
Bunch
of
virgins
podcast.
And stuff. Okay. That we kind of want to get right into it, Rick. What do you think about that?
Oh, that sounds good. Do you want your
some
music?
Yeah.
As you wish, Mr. Ramirez.
Already, it's that time of the show when we play the worst little quiz. That's right, it's the worst little quiz where we're going to ask you some interesting questions, some stupid questions. We just want to get a general idea who you people are and then score you randomly and judge you.
You are all playing against each other.
That's right. Are you guys ready to play?
Whoever wins, I will give a tiny gourd.
Bring it on.
A tiny gourd?
A tiny yes. gourd?
Is that what they're calling it these days?
A tiny gourd.
I want to get a
shot.
Is that a euphemism
pants.
For a penis?
It's not in my pants.
Everything is a euphemism for a penis in this house. Everything.
Here's your tiny gourd.
I
want to
give
it, pants.
Rick, no. I want to give a shout out to our intern, Puss in Boots.
Puss in Boots.
Who is going through rough time.
Oh,
and,
he couldn't make it here tonight.
Yeah, but he was awesome in the last three or four shows he's brought in. Prizes and artwork for the band and stuff. So we apologize to you, Ozymantius, because
we have been having fabulous prizes.
Yeah, we've been having fabulous prizes.
You're right. This is bullshit. I'm not participating.
Surprised to be with you all.
The winner tonight will get a free pass to Sit Kitty Sit and Roxy Colley on Saturday. That'll be the winner's prize.
We wish we could go, but we will actually be in San Francisco recording our EP.
Right, they will be.
Well, then you guys are already the winners. All right, here we go. Let's get started with this shit.
I'll go first.
I'm gonna start with I'll start with Sahara. I'll ask one. Okay, you're on a buddy road. It's my favorite question. You're on a buddy road trip movie. You take any famous person, celebrity, historical figure, whatever, throughout time, but they have to be a real person, not a character, and you can take them on a road trip with just you, road, the radio, in a convertible. Who do you pick? Go.
Yeah, so... This music's very loud. No, it's not you. It's I think I maybe have ADHD. I'm not really sure. So,
we're gonna play lots of distracting stuff and ask you questions.
Guys, oh man, Silent Monk. Preferably anyone. The one that doesn't talk. That's
I'm
what
with
I would
you,
bring.
Yes.
Oh. Oh my god.
A non-talker. Okay. Yes,
yes. A mute monk.
Yeah, any mute, honest to God. Does Helen Keller, I'll bring her.
Helen Keller. Ooh, we've never had that answer. That is strong. I Helen Keller.
So good.
All right, Ray, same question.
I've had plenty of time to think about this, but it always evades me. Let's go with, you said real person, right?
Yeah.
You can't be a character.
Anybody throughout history.
Ah, fuck.
Anyone throughout history. Let's see. I don't know.
Yeah, you can't take, like, Sailor Moon with you or something silly like that.
Popeye.
Cool. Or Mickey Mouse, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's say, George W. Bush.
Oh, God.
Just damn it, I was going to go
Nobody's ever said that either.
Just to pick his brain?
Yeah.
Wow.
See how he drives.
Kick him out of the car.
What brain? Jake,
he's probably funny. He probably takes drugs and he's really funny.
Oh, we know he takes drugs.
Cool.
Yeah. Jake?
I was going to go with JFK just to pick his brain, but like not pick it up after the car.
Oh, God, that's awful. Too soon, dude.
Sorry.
Wow.
I'm
going to have to take points off for that.
No, I like that answer. Don't take points off.
Do you remember where you were when he answered that question?
Yeah. my mom wasn't even born then, so.
Okay.
I'd probably go with like Edgar Allan Poe or somebody like a good author. Just to like shoot the shit with
him. Oh my god.
I like that because
someone's
dude,
spooky and
goes with your music.
Helen Keller? Fucking okay. Now and Danny, you're gonna ruin this. What's yours?
Who are you taking, Danny?
I'm taking Galileo. I want him to ask me all the mechanical questions.
Galileo. Okay.
I think that would be really fun to show Galileo the 21st century.
This is a combustion engine.
I bet he'll be surprised.
I went and saw that movie, by the way.
We figured out flight, guys.
Oh, it's good. It's really good.
The Queen movie is really good.
Yeah, go see it. Rhapsody is
good. I heard that they kind of like scrubbed his history though, like it was squeaky clean. It's
yeah,
PG-13 version.
It's totally PG-13.
Is he having lots of gay sex?
He
kisses a guy once.
They mostly concentrate on the music, Rick.
Oh.
Now look, if you want the R-rated gay version of the story,
of course we do.
That's awesome. But listen, the way I went and saw it was awesome. I would have liked a hard R for me, but for the kids and everything, they're gonna get into Queen when they watch this, and they're gonna get into it, and the parents are gonna be able to take them to it.
Tight.
I think it's awesome.
Nice.
Yeah. Everyone needs some Freddy in their life.
For sure.
All right, you guys scored well. Kim, your question.
Sahara, what's the first album you bought with your own money?
Black Flag's Damaged.
Nice. Ooh, okay. Fuck. All right.
Points.
Next.
Me, it would be Pink Floyd, The Wall. All
right.
Actually, great choice, bro.
Actually, no, I think it might have been Astro Lounge by Smash Mouth.
Ooh. That's a hard one to score.
You're only saying that because I'm trying to organize a Smash Mouth cover band for the punk rock.
You are fucking not right.
Oh, yeah. I was talking with some friends about doing that.
All right. So,
I just want to say I love that band. I love that album. And I totally have sex with men.
A little backstory on that. Last year when we were doing the punk rock flea market, somebody published an article in the RGJ. About how about the punk rock flea market and that we were expecting our headliner to be Smash Mouth and like everybody should come out to see our headliner Smash Mouth on Saturday the whatever.
Oh my God.
Seriously, it was hilarious. So now the joke is that Smash Mouth is headlining punk rock flea market 2019. You guys,
hell yeah!
so
on the real,
Smash
let me
Mouth
know. I'll start
bands.
A Smash Mouth cover band
somebody
right
start
now.
That like right now.
The amazing
you got
joke.
A couple months to practice.
The amazing joke is going to be when they actually do.
I know, right? Anyway, all right, next.
I actually have this shit memorized. This back when Tower Records first was still around.
In Reno?
Yeah.
Was it the one in the mall or the one down by Home Depot?
Kitsky?
The one in the mall.
Oh, okay.
By the mall. And I got a Tower Records gift card, and I'd never been there before. And I bought Rage Against the Machine, Evil Empire, and Beastie Boys, Paul's Boutique. With that
ooh,
gift card.
Nice. I'm going to give you some points for Paul's Boutique because that's one of my favorites.
It's good.
Beastie Boys are one of my favorite rap groups of all time. They're, you can't top that shit.
I'm really into mediocre white rap.
Oh,
anyway.
Oh, I bet you love Eminem.
You guys remember in Blade when you had like those like Asian girls singing the Beastie Boys sound like cover band?
What?
No.
You got to watch Blade.
Oh, the Shiestie Boys, right?
I don't remember. There were just like some like cute little Asian girls dancing and like singing like rap songs and Blade. All right, that's fine.
Anyway.
I'll have to rewatch Blade.
Our listeners have seen Blade.
In the new Star Trek, when the Beastie Boys like destroys all those fucking ships, that was the baddest ass
thing
ever.
What the fuck, Rick, are you talking
about? The new Star Trek where Captain Kirk is young and hot and Spock young and hot.
And
at the end of the second one or the third one, they fucking play Sabotage and it blows up all the ships.
Oh my god, okay.
I was like, yes.
Well, why haven't I seen this movie?
No, you need to fucking pay attention because that's fucking amazing.
The Beastie Boys, one of their...
lots of hot dudes, too.
Intergalactic, they have like a whole Star Trek thing where they beam down and it's intergalactic.
Oh, wow. So it's full circle then. All right. So Danny.
It goes both ways, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, they were also on Futurama for the same reason. I want to say Intergalactic Planetary. It might have been Sabotage, actually, now that I think about it.
It was Sabotage. Yeah, totally.
So you're going with the Beastie Boys, too?
No, that was just, they were on Futurama. The first album I ever bought, Rick, you'll be really proud of me for this.
Oh, God.
It was in a music store in San Diego, basically the local equivalent of recycled records down there. It was actual vinyl, and it was 50 cents. It was a copy of Queen, News of the World.
Oh, nice.
Aww. That's cool. That's fucking rad. Oh, but you get gay points. Here it is.
Woo!
Dirty cocksucker.
No, that's Ricky.
Dirty cocksucker.
Nice.
I'm going to give you some points, too, since I went and saw that movie this weekend, so...
Your greeting scheme has like no.
Oh, well, wait till Rick's question.
It's magical.
Oh, Rick, yeah.
Your question.
Okay, so my question is, when you're using the internet to masturbate, what are your favorite keywords to search on porn sites?
Let's go backwards and start with Danny.
Danny. Do you understand the question?
Transvestite midget bukkake.
Ooh.
Seriously?
Again, one more time.
Transvestite midget bukkake.
All right.
All right, mark that. Rick, we're going to clip that out of the show, and that'll be a new drop. Brand new drops from Danny. Thank you. All right, we're going backwards. Jake.
Ozymandias doesn't even have a drummer. You can just mute me the whole time.
Hardcore and BDSM.
Very nice.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Classic.
Preacher. Straight to the truth, too, Ray.
Pretty much, it's just clothes actually dry when coming out of dryer.
Whoa, I'm gonna have to look that up.
That's a turn on.
I gotta say, I love that.
How to party?
It's the best.
Like,
I totally, so you got a lot of laundromats, huh?
I totally finished.
I guess laundromat I'll look up, porn.
I totally finished. All right,
and
my laundry.
Save the best for last, Sahara. What do you do? Look up.
Catholicism.
All right.
Yes.
It's not a sin, my
friend. And in my opinion, there's too much Mormon porn, and that's kind of creeping me out.
There is a lot of Mormon porn.
Really,
that's
a
thing? It's awful.
Is that where all the incest porn is coming from?
No, and it's just like you know, elder
magic
so
underwear.
Elder so and so takes off his magic underwear.
It's
so awful.
I am not
looking for it. It always just pops up.
I'm gonna write that down.
Well, I know what I'm doing tonight.
My God.
Oh shit. Yeah, Rick.
Well, but this is Pornhub gay. So Pornhub gay has a lot of fucking Mormon porn.
I just really wish we had like a TV in here so we could kind of like also look things up.
Yeah, right. We got our phones.
I've been Googling things on my smartphone here and there.
I do that every single fucking week. Yeah.
I wish you guys could see me dancing to the funky music down here.
Aw, I wish we could too.
I'm really glad I can't see you right now, Danny.
Are we doing more or are we gonna go straight to rapid fire?
I think we need to go to rapid fire.
Let's go to rapid fire.
Okay, my rapid fire is going to be starting with Danny. I'll start with Danny downstairs. Would you rather have AIDS or cancer?
Cancer.
Cancer.
Can't give cancer to your
partner.
They're
both similar, so I would say cancer.
Fucking AIDS, dude. Come on.
Sahara for the win. Okay.
Can't give cancer to your partner.
You, rapid fire.
Beat up or arrested? Would you rather be beat up or arrested?
Beat up, for sure.
Beat up.
What if you've done both of those things and hate them both?
Well, you gotta pick one.
I'll take beat up.
All right.
Danny?
I'll be arrested because it doesn't hurt. I'm white.
Unless sometimes you like getting a little knocked out every once in a while.
They probably just laugh it off with you. You go home, you know.
Yeah, he is white
they
and a male.
Let you out on your own R and then dismiss charges, too.
Oh, you know?
Rick, what's your rapid fire?
Okay, Riku.
Circumcised or not?
Ooh. Are you circumcised or not? And for Sahara, do you prefer circumcised or not?
Oh, I answered that earlier, so double win. Uncircumcised, please.
Sweet.
And? Yes, it happened quite a few years ago, but yes.
When you were a baby?
Yeah, around that time, I think.
Oh, good.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I'm cut.
Downstairs?
Actually did that last week.
Oh, good for you.
No extra dick skin in the entire
band. Danny gets some extra points for just
and
having
Sahara
it done.
Wants none of you.
Yeah, like okay. Literally 0%.
It's okay.
All right, let me tally this shit up and... Woo. Well, goddamn! If Sahara didn't just win that,
oh yeah!
Oh, shit.
Wow!
Great!
Thank you.
Yep.
I'd really like to thank the Catholics.
The Catholics.
Congratulations!
Somebody's
well played, you guys.
Thanking the Catholics for something.
Well played. Would you like
their
to play us another song?
Yeah.
All right. We can do that.
Not really.
Let's do another song.
Shut up, Danny.
Shut up, Danny. Nothing you want matters.
Can I pee? Yeah. Okay. Cool. Thank you.
Hell yeah.
That was punk rock. That is
so rad, I like you guys. That. I love fucking a groovy thing to get stuck in your head like that. Yeah. You can do that all day for me. Thanks.
Fuck yeah. How many, I mean, you guys got a, you working on an, a whole album or?
Yeah, sort of.
We've written about six songs, but we got four here and then we got another four coming out on the EP, so there'll be a little bit of overlap. Cool. But
so that's eight, Danny.
And do you do eight?
No, there's six, but there's four, that... there's two songs overlapping, right?
Two songs are on both things.
Oh, okay.
No?
Wait.
We got one overlap. I don't know.
Do you guys do some covers too, or
yeah, we got a couple.
Covers.
We're trying to do. Hello, it's the Sahara, and we're trying to do Pat Benatar.
Yeah.
Heartbreaker, and I really want to do it and do it. Yeah.
You ever heard False Silence version of that?
Do they
you
know
like
it?
False Silence? Yeah, False Silence did Heartbreaker on the No Strength to Suffer record.
That's fucking cool.
That's sick.
Yeah, it's Silent, fucking. Man. They're so dope.
It's tight as fuck. It's one of the coolest covers of that I've ever heard.
Well, shit, now.
They
what
did
am I
Journeys.
Do?
You're going to
Spotify on the way home?
Any way you want it, too.
Facts.
We do, Feel the Darkness by Poison Idea.
Oh, cool.
And then we've been working on a cover of The Chain by Fleetwood Mac. Mm.
That's dope.
That'd be cool. That'd be cool. I can see you guys doing that.
That's going to be a long...
In progress.
Yeah.
Do the best.
We want to do it fucking justice.
That is,
you know,
the best fucking dark bass riff ever.
Oh yeah.
So good.
Totally.
Well, every time I Sahara bought, she bought a chain and a bucket for it too. So it's gonna be sick.
You know they're serious when they buy a chain and a bucket.
To be fair, the bucket was already there. I wasn't expecting the bucket.
Yeah, that's my car washing bucket. Thank you.
Free bucket with chain. His car is gonna be filthy until this song is done.
My car is super dirty, but the chain sounds tight.
You'll have to come and fuck it after that.
That's all that matters.
Oh,
I don't like it when girls pee on me.
What?
I don't either. I'm not a huge fan.
Yeah, really.
Well, I already talked about what I've got going on this weekend. I'm doing Offbeat on Friday, which sucks because that means I'm going to have to miss the Viva Revenge Basement Tapes show at headquarters. But I would say Offbeat doesn't need any more of my help, so I won't really talk about that except for to say that Travis Hayes, my good buddy, is playing... and Outlaw Kindred, who we had on the show recently, and they're so fucking good.
Yeah.
They're playing
Viva Revenge.
They're playing at Chapel. I love
just
them. Speaking
that.
Of Viva Revenge, so in case badass. They're listening, as I was pulling up here, 89.1 played Zach Ryan's solo project, and it was badass.
Which song?
That's cool.
Blown Over. Do you know that one?
Blow Over.
Yeah. I think he's in Mexico right now, but as soon as I heard that, I like messaged him. I was like, "You son of a bitch, this is so good."
That whole album.
You recorded that, didn't you?
Yeah, that whole album. You could just pop that album in and hit play.
When we
the whole album is good.
When we ended up on
that
weird...
kid's amazing, man. But the whole band, all those guys, Donkey Jaws and all of it.
We ended up on this really random road trip together like 2 years ago. It was super, super strange. And like, or maybe it was like a year ago. I don't fucking remember. It was before I met my last whatever. And you had just finished recording it, and he had it in the car, and he refused to fucking play it. I was like, play this shit. Put it fucking in there. He's like, no, I'm embarrassed. I'm not going to do it. And I'm like, really?
It's so
what
good.
A D-bag.
What a
Did
D-bag.
You dump him on his fat ass or what?
He's just a friend, but I almost dumped him. I mean, I was in his car, and we were on our way to Sacramento.
He's all being humble.
So if I told him no,
I know.
He just dropped
wait,
me
wait,
in
wait, wait.
And I'd
are
have
you talking
like,
about Zach,
fuck.
Or are you talking about
Zach.
Your ex-something?
No,
I thought you said your ex-something.
No,
I was like,
before. Yeah, no. I'm just trying to timeline it together. But yeah, no, it was like right after you and he got finished recording that, Rick.
Dude, it was so bad.
And then we ended up in that random road trip and he wouldn't play it for me and I'm like, you asshole.
I'd have left him in the desert without his
shoes. The Donkey Jaw album is also great.
So nice.
And both of those
are the nicest person in the world. Oh my god.
Both of those like one weekend. They just popped in like one take on everything, bam, we're done.
They're really good.
It was so fast and so easy.
So that's the other thing that I have talked about if this episode is out by Wednesday, which it should be out Wednesday morning, is Viva Revenge, Colfax, Speed Queen, The Juveniles, and Heterophobia.
That's a good show.
Heterophobia, I see you.
We love them so
Juveniles,
much.
Juveniles, too.
Hi, Brett. Sure. Yeah, I love him. I love, yeah.
Yeah, Brett.
They're great. And then, like I said, Sit Kitty Sit. That's all I've
that's
pretty
right.
much got
Sit Kitty
weekend.
Sit and Roxy Colley on
Roxy
Saturday.
Colley. Yeah. What do you got, Nick, besides
HQ. That's my big one.
That's your thing. And then you guys have on
Getting ready for Mary Anarchy.
Mary Anarchy, yeah. Lineup's out. It's on the Facebook page.
Yeah, you could check it out. What Mary Anarchy
what
page
day is that?
On Facebook.
December something.
It's going to be the 7th and the 8th. Oh, and we got 26 acts in 2 days.
It's on Rory's birthday.
I talked to Logan and Chris from Reno. We have a problem, and apparently it's their 10th Mary Anarchy.
That is not surprising.
I know. They were like, we haven't missed one yet. And I'm like, we have to get you a patch
or
something.
That's got
to
be their 10th winter ball because
winter.
We've done the
10 years.
We've done the summer one for 15 times.
Oh,
so,
shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess we should get like a patch or something. Like if you do Mary Anarchy 10 times, you get a patch for your vest or whatever the fuck.
Oh, yeah. Well, in Reno, we have a problem is such a party band and they like to play for a long time. And I have never had a problem putting them on at midnight on Saturday.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck if 20 people stay, but those 20 people will stay
and it doesn't
until
matter,
they finish.
And it doesn't matter how drunk everybody is.
Yeah.
It just goes off.
They just want to see Logan in his underwear, really.
Fuck yeah.
You know, once in a while every year, you know, a lot more people will stay, but.
I used to play with those guys back in my old band. Like,
sexually.
What was your old band?
I was in Out for War for a minute.
Oh, okay. I loved Out for War.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I still do. They just played recently.
Yeah, they just got back together. Yeah,
out of retirement.
Minus you.
Their bass player is my dad, and then I replaced him, and then I
and
moved
then
to LA. And
replaced
then,
you.
Yeah, it's like a weird incestuous-ass band thing.
Wow. Yeah. We are an incestuous bunch in Reno.
Out for Oedipus,
man. Yeah, out for Oedipus. I like that a lot better. But Reno, we have a problem. They've been around for that minute, and they always put on a good show. They're super cool guys.
And they're recording new music, believe it or not. They haven't recorded new music in forever. So look for that soon. And then you guys have, you said, on the 15th of this month
at Shays.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I will put that on the blog. And anything else you guys want me to plug or whatever. Social medias, where can we find you?
Oh, yeah. Well, we've got Facebook and Instagram.
We got the Instagrizzle.
And it's Ozzy Reno on Facebook. So it's facebook.com/OzzyReno.
OzzyReno.
All right.
Yep. And then, Instagram is probably the full name. So
I'll find you guys. Okay. I'll find
spelling
you
contest.
Share it.
Go.
No, I'll share you guys on our blog. Link.
And
links
then I'm
going to
also just shameless plug. Like,
absolutely.
Pay for their Patreon. Guys, come on.
Dude, hell yeah.
Come on. This is amazing.
Speaking of which, you guys got 4 more Patreon people that you can.
Yay.
Oh,
you don't have to like plug us anymore.
Oh, we will.
We're going to give you guys money and shit.
Next week.
Oh, we are?
Next week, if you join Patreon, we will say who you are and then we will welcome you to the club.
Can you say whatever name we give you?
Yes. Oh, totally.
We're not going to say who you are.
I want to be Pete Jones.
Well, you can't say that now. Save it for the next show.
I am not Pete Jones.
Where does Pete Jones come from, you weirdo?
Zach and Mary.
My name is James McCool.
Oh my God.
That's pretty obscure.
Why do you hang out with these guys?
I have no idea. They like wrote me into this somehow.
Rick Darris.
Actually, hangs out with us because originally I was using her drum set.
Okay, you don't know the reference. All right, never mind. Yeah,
hey,
some obscure references. I know, right?
Tuck it back in. You're showing your age right now.
All
right,
let me put my hanging balls back up here.
Oh, fuck. Rick, do you have anything coming up? Who are you recording this week?
I'm doing some work with Reptile Roots League.
Oh, okay. Oh, hey. Yeah, all right.
I'm sorry, and Grime Dog also, and the Grim Tones are coming back in.
They are.
And I'm almost done with the fucking Murder Rock remix, and there's like a thousand things happening. And all weekend, Eddie and the Subtitles, and I just finished the Evil Ash album.
Isn't Eddie and the Subtitles still going to come and finish?
So 2 weeks from now, they're finishing it. We just did the main live initial tracks. But last fucking time we planned on doing that, Eddie is all like, I love all my vocal takes. I love everything. Let's just leave it the way it is. And we didn't do anything to it. Mm. So the album that's out now that they're just now releasing at their CD release is fucking, that one is practically just all live.
Oh, it's really good.
It's
I
awesome.
Like that album.
It sounds so good.
It's got a Spencer Benavides, Benny subtitle on the
and then
drums.
He moved away, so they have a new drummer on the that's working on the new one.
They got fucking Scotty Bates, who's pretty killer.
Oh, that's a fucking name,
he's a monster.
Huh?
We had Scotty a lot
Bates.
Of fun.
Scott Bates.
Scotty
Bates.
It just sounds like everywhere
we call
you
him Master.
Jacking it.
Master Scotty Bates.
Master Bates.
So Rick is going to have a good weekend.
Yeah. It
yeah,
sounds musical and magical.
Yeah, it's going to be another magical weekend in, you know, fucking Nevada.
Hell yeah.
I will make sure to post all the links in the blog, and yeah. So, super, super grateful to have you guys on the band.
Azamantius.
The band on the show. I can't tell. I'll have another beer now.
Yeah, let's get drinking. Let's get down to the dead boys. Me and Kim gotta go. But Ozymandias, do you want to give us one more song? And
Ozymandias.
Ozymandias. Ozymandias.
I
know, but I read books by Percy Shelley, and I'm a highfalutin.
Ozymandias.
He's an academic. You guys leave him alone.
Ozymandias.
Well, thanks again for having us on the show, guys.
Thanks for being here. You guys are fun.
Yes. Yeah, I can't wait to see you guys next. Sometime.
Hell yeah. Maybe sure. Rory could be here for the next one. And Chewbacca. Who Chewbacca will listen and he'll Oh, hi,
Rory. Oh, Chewie always listens.
Hi, Rory. Hi, Rory.
Hi, Rory and Chewie.
Thanks,
We miss you.
We do. And also...
No, I'm all about drinking pee.
I see you.
I really like you weirdo.
You will be around next season. We'll have you on again. This has been a great show. For the Reverend Rory Dowd, for Chewbacca, for Cadillac Kim, for Dogwater Dick, for our interns, for Ozymandias, I am Nick Ramirez saying thanks for listening. Life is short, and we love you.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
What hell lies in store for us now?
Duck Water Studios.
We really hadn't planned on coming here.
You're my favorite.